so you're worried about annexation.
I'm always worried about someone annexing the rift. The only reason nobody has tried it yet is that the asteroid chasers out there are crazy and fiercely independent. All they'd really have to do to wipe out a war fleet is retreat into the rift and wait for the enemy to come after them.
That sounds like an old problem.
You asked for background,
Wu replied, still evading. On Get. A spike of fear shot through Wool's force aura, and he surprised Luke by draining half the Bertol in his glass.
Okay. You understand that we impose a mineral tax on everything imported from the Rift into the Alliance,
Wool said.
It's the only way to give a fair break to the miners working our own asteroid fields.
I still don't see the connection, Luke said. What does that have to do with Get?
They don't like paying taxes,
Wool replied.
But when the Kreft brothers don't like something, it's a problem.
The Kreft brothers? Luke asked. Wool tapped the file.
They own Galactic Syndicated, which in turn owns Galactic Exploitation Technologies. It's all in this file. It's an interesting read, I promise.
When Wool did not pass the file over, Luke asked, so how do I get a look at it?
First you tell me what the Jedi are doing in the Rift. Then we'll see.
Luke paused to examine Wool's force aura again, searching for the oily touch of deception or the tang of a bluff. When he found only the electric bite of fear, he realized that the senator was not trying to dupe him, only to be sure that Luke did not hold back any secrets himself.
We have nothing to hide, Luke said. Get might be involved in the piracy problem I mentioned earlier. The attacks are really cutting the supply to Lando Calrissian's asteroid refinery on Sarnas. We sent Han and Leia to investigate as a favor to an old friend, and their last message hinted that it might not be your usual pirate problem. Wool's eyes gleamed with sudden comprehension.
Get is bringing more product into the Alliance now than ever, he said. I thought they were just taking a bite of Lando's market share, but I'm beginning to think it's something else. Something more typical for them.
More typical? Luke asked. Wool nodded and placed the flimsy on the table between them.
Piracy isn't Get's only sideline. Just because Get is bringing metal into the Alliance doesn't mean we're collecting taxes on it.
So they're into smuggling as well, Luke said, taking the file.
Just read.
Wool drained his glass, then eyed the bottle as though fighting the temptation to pour another.
Piracy and smuggling are only the beginning.
Luke opened the file. As Wool had explained, Get was owned by Galactic Syndicated, an interstellar conglomerate with interests in livestock gene development, advanced cyborg technology, interstellar transportation, and a dozen other fields. Over the last 30 years, their companies had been associated with crimes ranging from gene rustling to slave making. During the war against the Yuuzhan Vong, there had even been a syndicated starliner service that specialized in selling whole shipfuls of refugees to Yuuzhan Vong priests for rites of mass sacrifice. Luke looked up. Why aren't these guys living in a detention center somewhere?
Because Marvin and Cratheus Kreff are masters of working behind the scenes,
Wool replied.
Their mother was an information broker and statistical prognosticator on Ord Mantell, until someone put a blaster bolt through her head.
They were orphans?
Wool shook his head.
That might have been easier on them, he said. The bolt didn't kill her. It just left her unable to form new memories.
Which meant she couldn't earn a living anymore, Luke surmised.
Right. The Krefts grew up poor. So poor they had to share a power body.
Wool pointed at the file again.
Keep reading. It's all in there.